You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Royals going for their second straight win, taking on the Rockies. Salvador Perez coming off the DL behind the plate for Danny Duffy in this one. Pick up the action in the third. 1-0 Royals. It's John Gray facing Alcides Escobar.
Arenado. My goodness. What a play.
And if you're wondering why he has won all of those gold gloves, one in each of his first four major league seasons, there was Exhibit A. That was a tremendous play.
Here's the pitch to Salvi. Swung on, line right center field. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Hosmer around second, on his way to third. He is around third. He will score. Salvi's first hit since coming back from the disabled list is an RBI double, and the Royals lead 3-0. Center field deep. And gone.
And the Colorado Rockies' first hit tonight comes with two outs in the sixth inning. And it's a two-run home run. And now the Royals' lead is 3-2.
In the air, right side, Melky lays out. And it's a fair ball. Melky has to chase that down. And Lucroy's going to make it to third.
Better get it in.
Wow. Melky thought it was foul.
Just the second hit off of the Royals pitching staff tonight with two outs to go in the ninth.
Ed Yost points to the bullpen. So what's wrong with Herrera? Bases loaded, two out, ninth inning. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Ground ball, shortstop. Escobar to second, game over. It was difficult, but it wasn't for Alexander. He threw two pitches. Royals win it 3-2.
Scott Alexander comes in and picks up his first career save as the Royals win their second straight, hanging on for a 3-2 win. Salvador Perez comes off the DL and goes 2-for-3 with an RBI. Danny Duffy the win, allowing two runs on just one hit in six innings, striking out seven. The Royals hang on to beat the Rockies. Manager Ned Yost talked about Kelvin Herrera having to leave early in the ninth inning.
No, he just wasn't finishing his pitches. He got, you know, the two outs, and I'm thinking, man, he's going to have a good, 12-pitch inning and get through it. And then, he just had trouble. He was spiking his changeup and had trouble finishing his fastball.
So when will you know as far as a DL stint or what's next?
I don't know. The game just ended 10 minutes ago, so sure. I think if you give us a little bit of time, we might be able to figure it out.
What is next, though, I guess?
What is what?
What's next? Does he have to?
They're checking him now to determine exactly what it is and what the extent of it is.
Okay.
Don't really know much more than that.
Is he going to get an MRI tomorrow? Or?
Nobody's saying about an MRI yet. So, we're checking him. It was just, it's in a spot where it's like right in here. So it's not like in here or in here. So it's in kind of a spot that, generally doesn't mean anything really, yeah.
Okay. Just the degree of difficulty with what Scott Alexander had to do with 2-0 bases.
The degree of difficulty trying to make the decision, who in the heck am I going to bring in with the bases loaded, and the 2-0 count was right up there too. I just felt like Scotty, with his good sinker, gave us, and his ability to throw strikes, would give us the best opportunity. And that's a tough spot to put somebody in. A 2-0 count, bases loaded with the winning run at third, or the tying run at third, the winning run at second. So came in and bang, bang, two strikes and did a great job.
Salvador Perez comes off the DL and finishes with two hits and an RBI. He spoke after.
That's unbelievable. Every time I got the opportunity to help my team to win, I'll be going to be behind the home plate.
All right, I'll ask you about the big hit in a moment, but we got to talk about your pitching staff. From Danny Duffy all the way down to Scott Alexander closing it out. How about your staff today?
He's pretty good. Duffy he keep the ball down. He was both signed to the play. It was amazing tonight. Minor doing tremendous job. Moylan doing tremendous job. And Alexander close the game. I think it really is a little hurt.
Danny Duffy, a nice outing. He gets the win, allowing two runs on just one hit in six innings of work.
Sometimes when the bullpen's bad, it translates to a really good game. I wasn't really getting extension very well in the bullpen, and you know, took it right out to the game, and sure enough, it was pretty solid.
What was looking best in everything?
I would say my changeup. My slider was kind of hard to really like get it out there, but you know, we threw some good ones anyway. It was a lot shorter than it normally is. Fastball command was pretty solid, except for a couple hitters, but. You know, I mean, the story of the game is what Scott Alexander did today. I mean, that took some kind of guts, and, you know, he did his thing, and he deserves to be here. He's a stud.
How conscious were you of the no-hitters on into that six?
I mean, I knew that there was zero on the board, but I'm not worried about that, really. As long as we come out with a win, I'm good. I think my pitch count might have been too high to keep that thing carrying on, but you never know. You never know what could have happened.
Scott Alexander picks up his first career save. He spoke after.
Just trying to throw strikes, trying to keep my sinker down, hopefully get a ground ball. Didn't want to shy away from the opportunity of the situation. Just wanted to be aggressive and attack the zone.
You can't afford to go 3-0 there, but you can't really groove one either, right? I mean, you've got to still make a quality pitch.
Yeah, that's what I was just trying to focus on, keeping my sinker down and making sure I finished it and hoping he'd beat into the ground.
What kind of a relief was it when he did?
That was great, yeah, definitely. A situation like that, you know, Kelvin battling, the whole team battling, really just a great game. So I had a chance to close it out there and just wanted to finish it off. And big win for us, and hopefully we can keep it going.
The series against the Rockies continues on Wednesday. Ian Kennedy on the Hill.